Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ شادی کی تقریب سب کو مبارک یہ شادی کی تقریب سب کو مبارک یہ نعمت خدا کی طہارت کا پرچم طہارت کا پرچم فضاؤں میں عقد نکاح جلوہ گر ہے فضاؤں میں عقد نکاح جلوہ گر ہے مبارک 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 ہو پہ ہم مبارک 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 ہو پہ ہم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم یہ فرما
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم Wednesday morning on our program The Bliss of Marriage. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia and of course our beloved engineer none other than brother Bonface. We welcome all our beloved wonderful listeners of Sirius FM and all of our beloved wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah. It's the 27th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1443, which is also the 3rd of November 2021. Our WhatsApp number 084-786-3132 International overseas listeners +27 84 786 3132 +27 84 786 3132. I see our beloved honorable Fadilatul Ustad has just entered the studio, so inshallah let's welcome him, inshallah, into the program on this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning, Ustad. Today is the 27th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Welcome to the Bliss of Marriage. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
Ustad, I'm just seeing this message now here from Lent South. It says, Mufti Sahab and Molana Arafat, how many times is a person allowed to get married and divorced in his lifetime? Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Islam, we emphasize and stress upon jorna, not torna. Jorna is to unite the family and to reconcile with the family, the wife and so forth. And not torna, not to break and give divorce and so forth. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma is the rawi, the reporter, narrator of the hadith, his authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. أبغض الحلال إلى الله Ah, at-talaq, the most hated, the most detested thing which Almighty Allah made permissible and lawful is talaq, is divorce. Therefore, in our circumstances nowadays, people get married and divorce, people get married and divorce. So generally, 90%, 80% of the time, those type of people will not be considered as good people. Because you must remember that how can all these wives be wrong and so forth and so on. Secondly, they are making a mockery of the institution of nikah. Nikah is that institution that's so sacred, holy it is. In this world, people like Mona Arafat, myself, we perform the nikah. And remember, tomorrow in Jannah, in paradise, surah number 44, surah Dukhan, and verse 54, Almighty Allah states, وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ, that He, Almighty Allah, will be performing our nikah with the beautiful damsels and women of Jannah. So therefore, we should understand. Yes, if there is a valid reason, then it's different. You study Nabi Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nawasa, beloved grandson, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an. When you study the profile of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an, he got married and then after some period he would divorce the wife and the wife would be very happy even after the divorce. Kana mitlaqan lin nisa. So that's the word you will find, that women used to wait to get married to him, although they knew that he will divorce them. So obviously, now somebody will pose the question, then why did Sayyidina Hassan's Al-Hassan wal-Hussein Sayyida Shababi Ahalil Jannah, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu are the leaders of the youth in Jannah, in paradise. The hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. So his aim was to increase the Ahlul Bayt. His aim was, you know, Piran-e-Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawarallahu Marqadahu. So he was Hassani and Husseini. When you study his lineage, then you find from the father's side, Abu Salih Rahimahullah side, he was Hassani. That his lineage would go to Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anh. And from his mother's side, Fatima Umm al-Khair Rahimahullah, Allah have mercy on both of them. So remember, that is Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimahullah, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani was Husseini from the mother's side. That the lineage would go to Hazrat Zainul Abideen, and then to Hazrat, you must remember, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh, and then Sayyidina Ali and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. So he was Hassani and Husseini. So this example I just gave. So remember, he wanted to increase the people who become part of the Ahlul Bayt, the household and family of Nabi alayhi salam. And therefore, the women were just too happy to marry him because they knew that their children will become Ahlul Bayt. So therefore, is to divorce and so forth. Not what's happening today. Today, some women I know personally, they got married 6-7 times. I even ask them sometimes, that you got married so many times, there must be something wrong with you. You know, how can 5-6-7 husbands be wrong? And then we get the men, some of them got married 7-8-9 times. So remember that these type of people, laysa bikhiyarikum, they can't be good people then. So therefore, it is something frowned upon in Islam, although the nikah will be valid if he gets married 10 times or 20 times.
Somebody says, Ya Ustad, that I am 37 years old. I have 2 grandchildren already, Ustad. Can I go for Umrah with my son-in-law? He is my age, Ustad.
You must remember, you can go with your son-in-law. The Quran Kareem states, Wa ummahatu nisaikum, Surah number 4, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 23. But remember, if you are speaking about that you go with your son-in-law alone, and then you're going to sleep in that room in Makkah, Medina alone, that definitely not permitted. permissible. And if you mean that you go with your son-in-law and he goes with his wife, your daughter, and the three of you go, so that's permissible. I took my mother-in-law for Hajj, alhamdulillah, and she was semi-blind that time. Afterwards, she became completely blind. So Allah Jalla Wala filled their qabr with nur and radiance and effulgence. How great pious people they were, my in-laws and so forth. So you must remember that if you going with your daughter and son-in-law, totally permissible, no problem with that.
Ustaz, I'm not understanding the message where the sister says, is it the job of the wife to cook and clean our mansion? We have three large rooms. Are we slaves to our husbands, Ustaz?
Remember, Kala, regarding the previous question, that if you have made up your mind, it's you, Kala, the auntie, mother-in-law, and your own daughter, and your son-in-law, then you're sure you want to go every day. Start today. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala ana used to say, and this is authentic, in Al-Maqasid Al-Hasana by Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah, when you want to start doing something, start doing it on a Wednesday, whether it's nikah, whether it's business, whether it's this, whether it's that. So today after Zuhur, start reading 2 rakat salat, and after that you start reading daily and abundantly Surah chapter 2, verse 128, Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Oh beloved Allah, you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj, Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. Obviously, Medina, you go before Umrah or after Umrah, is your prerogative. And forgive us, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Oh, beloved Allah, you are all forgiving, very merciful. So read that, inshallah, Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain from the enemies of Islam internally and externally. And remember, you go for Umrah, go for Ziyarah to Medina, excellent, no problem with that. Now you, my sister, that when the proposal came and your husband to be at that time came with a BMW, be my wife, and then your parents, you said, okay, show us the house and all that. They showed you that wonderful mansion and palace and so forth. You were the one to say, I to bo haruche, this is very nice. And does your parents ask you, you are happy? You said yes. Now you must remember that your husband tells you to cook, you must clean the house there. Now you got the audacity to say, what are we, slaves? So what you going to do the whole day? I'm asking you, look in the mirror and see how beautiful you are, mirror on the wall, who's the whitest of them all? What you going to play with TikTok the whole day and play with your TV the whole day? Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Tiger Hood, Shaitan Hood, all this you want to do. So remember, it's wajib, compulsory upon you to cook and clean the house when your husband says so. So you must remember this, you can't have it both ways. You want a smart palatial home and then you want to sit on your laurels and think of Hadi. Islam don't allow that. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, the most beloved child and daughter of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she and Sayyidina Ali came radiallahu anhuma to the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, now so many workers of Khadim and slaves have come and so forth, that give us one, because the fingers and the hands of Sayyida Fatima are getting blisters, she's working so hard. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? He set the precedent for humanity and posterity. You go, O Ali and Fatima, my ladli, my beloved, radiallahu anhuma, go and read Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, go and read 34 times, Allahu Akbar. Nabi alayhi salam didn't tell him it wasn't work, he said it was work. So you must remember that. So today, the truth of the matter is, I don't know you, I don't know your husband, I don't know, we don't want to know also, but I'm here to give you advice. The problem today with us, the Muslims, men and women, you must remember, majority of the time when we bring up our children, we bring up spoiled brats. That's what we bring up. That they want everything ready-made, pakki pakai roti, daila roti, daila bed, daila samosa, daila mufti, daila das, daila. So what you going to do? So you must remember that. So you must understand understand when your wife, when your husband tells you, cook this, cook that, clean the house, is wajib upon you. You used to comfort and then tell him he must give you one assistant, one domestic. So that's fine. So they to help you and so forth. But to say you must do nothing, remember, and you must sit on your laurels and think of hadi, that is haram and not permissible.
Ustad, there is a serious question here. The brother says he would like to remain strictly anonymous. He's not going to say his name and from where he is. But of course, the question says here, he says, is mota, I think he says muta, is mota allowed in Islam? Because Mufti Sahib, this is happening in our community, Ustad. I don't know if it's halal, but mota, he says, M-O-T-A, Ustad.
So, mashallah, my brother, let me make 1-2 points very clear. Me, I prefer it, and I tell Mona Arafat also, that is best you don't give us your names, and it's best you don't tell us which town you are and from where you come, because we don't want to know all these things there. And sometimes you want to put another person in a bad light, so now everybody in that town or that city will come to know who it is. So it's best, you must remember that, I always tell Maulana also, just keep everybody anonymous, even if they give you name, because it's best for all parties concerned. So that is now the first part introduction. Thereafter, we got 3 parts. So you must remember, Mota is for respect sake. Yeah, we got Junaid Mota, we got Dawood Mota, all of them. So I call them because you must remember now we show respect to them, extra respect. So Mota, Chota, Mota means big, Chota means small. So that's not the word you want to know, but I just explain it to you. So I went to Iran, right, in 2013, and there I had debate with the Shias. Shias are 100% kuffar. You must first of all remember that. 100% kuffar out of the fold of Islam. And I debated locally with them live, and I'll tell you a story incident also about that. And you must remember what happened live on air. And that was on CII. So anyway, I debated there with them. You must, I defeated all of them, alhamdulillah, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Adha min fadli Rabbi. So when I was there for 12, 13 days. First of Rabiul Awwal, Monday, I arrived in Tehran, and it was 2013. And the next Saturday, the 13th of Rabiul Awwal, I left and I came back, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. My wife, myself, alhamdulillah. So on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, we were in Tehran, and there's no Sunni masjid there in Tehran. So they told me I must come to a place. So I said, fine, I'll come. 22 of them were waiting for me. They kissed me and gave me every title possible beside that of Imam, you see. So I knew that something is happening. So they said that, you see, we say the Sunnis, Ahlu Sunnah, Miladun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took place on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. Shia say on the 17th of Rabiul Awwal. So every year between the 12th and 17th of Rabiul Awwal, that what happens is they have a mu'tamar, they have a conference. And what is the theme of the conference? Ay at-taqrib bayna ahli sunnah wa ahli shia. How to bring the Sunnis and Shia closer together. So they try to bribe me up and tell me that tomorrow is your turn, you're going to speak and that. I say, subhanallah. That I didn't even know that the conference, you didn't pay for my ticket, you didn't pay for my hotel, you didn't pay for anything. So how can I be your guest? They said, no, we'll arrange everything now. That we'll give 5-star hotel, we'll pay your ticket and a first class and thus and whatever you want. So I told them, me, I'm not interested. Allah Ta'ala protected me, saved me from this kuffar Shias. Then I told them that, see, I see a lot of books here. Is this the venue for the conference? They said, yes. I say, you will do anything for me. They said, yes. I say, let me go around. You can send somebody with me. The books that I want to take in Arabic, Urdu, English, I will take Farsi. I don't know. I forgot everything almost. So remember that. So they said, fine. Now they don't realize to who they're giving. So remember this one book, which I still have by me. Khomeini La'anahullah. That La'anahullah means Allah's curse is on him. So remember that in his book, Tawdihul Masail, he writes, you can make mut'ah for 1 hour. You see, now the time is 11:20, right? So ABC boy meets XYZ girl. They agree on a price. 50 rupees, $50, 50 rand, 50 euro, whatever. 50 is an example I'm giving. So both parties agree. You don't need witnesses. She don't need her father's permission, nothing. So in that way there, they go to do their thing, everything. 12:15, 12:20, she go her way, you go her way. Hazrat Jafar Sadiq Rahimahullah, who they say is their sixth imam, he used to say, Al-Mut'a hiya zina bi'ayniha, is 100% prostitution. If you want reference of that, our Honorable Ustad Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni Rahimahullah, who was one of the greatest commentators of the Noble Quran in the past century, he hailed from Halab, Aleppo. He stayed 50 years plus in Mecca. He passed away a few months ago in Istanbul, in Turkey. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. He wrote a book, Nikahul Mut'ati Haramun Fil Islam. Mut'a is haram in Islam, and in there he quoted Hazrat Jafar Sadiq statement, is prostitution. Go to BBC and see there, remember about Mut'a in their podcasts, in their documentaries. They sent a secret agent with a secret camera, and he went to Iraq, and they went to all these places where this takes place. So therefore, on that grounds alone, we can say Shias are kuffar. They promoting prostitution. It's 100% prostitution, and that was never ever allowed in Islam. What Islam allowed for a short period was, people were musafir, travelers, they would go far, then they would go and make a nikah with that lady, and the time period was fixed and so forth. Therefore, you will find the word ziwaj, nikah, is used and so forth. And then Islam abolished that also and said it's not permissible. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is the rawi, the reporter, that Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anil mut'a yawma khaybara, on the day of Khaybar, it was abolished and cancelled and everything. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, Mishkat Sharif and so forth. So mut'a, totally haram. The Shias, you must remember, they are worse enemies of ours, worse than Jews and Christians. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah has written this in his fatawa as well. So that is the second issue. Third issue you must remember is our people, the Sunnis, that what they do, that you must remember, they give three talaq, some of them, Allah forbid, whether it is three talaq, one shot, or over a period of time. Now they will go to this Maulana, this Mufti, and that, and they will twist the fatwa, or the Maulvi Sahib himself is crooked upside down, and they will make halala. I know of incidents where the Maulana himself, the Mufti Sahib himself, got involved. He told the lady, don't worry, that you perform nikah with me, and one, two nights you sleep with me, stay with me, and I'll give you talaq. So he did his job with her. So all this happened. We know of all these things here. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith, remember, mentioned in Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations. La'anallahu al-muhallila wal-muhallala lahu. Both people are cursed by Allah. The first husband, the ex-husband, and the second, what happens? He goes to his friend. One day I went, to the Khanka. Now, recently, last month, 1-2 months ago, one person came to me, obviously I can't mention, so the name, so he told me, you know that person? I said, why? He said he divorced his wife, three talaq, and he told me, I must get married to his wife, and just spend one night with her, and then the next day I must give talaq. I told him, you do that, you're going to get involved in zina, and Allah's curse is on you. So this is the fatwa of the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, and Imam Abu Hanifa's two greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, where the first husband or anybody else comes to a person and tells him that go make nikah with that lady who's got three talaq and she's out of iddat now, and after one night, one week, and that you divorce her and so forth. So Allah's curse is on them, and she's not halal for the first husband. So you call that nikahut tahleel, but she won't be halal. You must remember, for the first husband. That is the fatwa and the verdict. So our people look for loopholes. You must remember, people always look for that which suits their desires. So you, my brother, you said it's happening a lot in your town, in your city. We know about it. Some women from Iran, some women from here and there, they come here to South Africa and they promote this type of things. You must remember that. So some local women promote these things here. So aurat aur daulat ne ummat ko barbaad kar diya. Remember this. What destroys the ulama, what destroys people and a nation? Women and money. They know the weakness, so you must remember that. So therefore we rule that those people who swear and curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anha, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh. So they make them the target of their abuse and so forth. 100% kuffar they are. And see, Allah does grace them with mut'ah. Even kuffar will tell you that these are 100% prostitution. So may Almighty Allah protect us from the curse of the Shias. And Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, hadith in Tirmidhi, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِ. Nabi Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be, and exclusively the only rahmatul alameen, mercy to the entire creation. But what he said, when you see people cursing, swearing my sahaba, فَقُولُوا, then say, لَعَنَتُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ, Allah's curse be upon you. See, and remember the Quran speaks of such people. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79, الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُتَّوِّئِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ. It's the month of Rajab, it's the ninth year of the Hijrah, and people had to contribute. So when people contributed substantial amount, like Sayyidina Usman, the hypocrites, munafiqeen, would say, Riya, and you're just showing off. Poor, poor Sahaba came with 1 kilo dates, 1 pound dates, quarter kilo. They say, you're wasting time. So Fayas Haruna Minum, they used to mock the Sahaba. Allah defended the honor of Sahaba, the beloved students and companions of all Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah said, "Sakhir Allahu minhum." You mocking Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions and students, Allah will mock you, and Allah will dispatch you to Jahannam forever. Walahum adabun alim. So understand what we are talking about.
I see. There's another listener says here, Mufti Sahib, may Allah Taala always keep you on haq. Today, Mufti Sahib, you have spoken the truth. It's also happening also in our community, Ustad.
100%, you must remember, Shia Azam is, we have made it our mission here at Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of our Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Therefore, we kept the name. Merkaz means the headquarters, the center of Sahaba, so that we defend the honor, dignity of every Sahabi and every male, female, adult and child. And remember that that is what the Sunnah wal Jama'ah is all about. And Quran Kareem speaks of that. Qul hadihi sabili ad'u ila Allah. Say, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is my way and this is my path, that I invite and call people towards Almighty Allah, ala basiratin, on firm conviction and on firm belief. And what happened? Ana wa manittaba'ani. I and those people who follow me. So when, who are the first people to follow Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The beloved Sahaba. If you take Sahaba out, there's no Quran, there's no Hadith, there's no Sharia, there's no Islam. Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12, verse 108. So always defend the Sahaba. So what the Shias are doing, they know the weakness. They will tell you by that, you know, where are you waiting for a Hure'in? We give you Hure'teen. We give you a Huria in this world. And they'll give the people people, they go to the townships and so, yes, $100, yes, a woman, who will say no? So that is how they change the thinking of people. The youngster will say, but this is good. I get a woman and I get money also. So that's why I warn you 1,000 times already. Remember, our biggest complaint is our Maulvis in South Africa, Africa and the world. They know the truth. You must remember about the Shias. Not they don't know, but they want to water it down. Publicly, they don't want. We challenge them how many times that say publicly Shias are kuffar. They can't say that because they also on the take. They also receive in Quran says yu'minuna bil ghaib. You must believe in the unseen, but they say yu'minuna bil jayb. How much they can put in my pocket. So the Shias sympathizers, the Shia agents sponsor their programs on their radio, on their TV, on this, on that, and whatever. So how they can make statements then against the Kuffar Shia? So therefore, remember tomorrow, how will you stand in the court of Nabi alayhi salam when they curse Sayyida Aisha and say that Allah, Aisha finnar, Aisha finnar, Allah forbid, Aisha is in Jahannam, Allah forbid. How will you stand in front of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhum? So think properly. Our life is very short. Tomorrow, today, we just leave this world. So therefore, we must defend Islam, defend the honor of the students of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They committed sin, they made mistakes, Allah forgave them. Allah promised each one of them radiallahu anhum wa radu'an. Allah is pleased with them, they pleased with Allah. Wa kullu wa adallahu al-husna. Chapter 57, verse 10, all of them will go to Jannah. So I was telling you the story. So I had debate with Sheikh Husseini. So yeah, he's an Iranian and he was their top scholar. Whether he's in South Africa or he's gone, Allah alone knows. So it was live on CII. So we discussed this, that. So always I would bring him to Muta because that is the soft belly, the underbelly of the Shias. So I told him, Sheikh, leave. He addressed me, Mufti, I addressed him, Sheikh. So I told him, Sheikh, let's just answer this question, make it clear. So that your daughter, are you prepared to give her for muta, yes or no? Just tell me. This way, that way, I brought him back. No, you answer that. So he said yes. So he even went on. You see, this is Allah. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. How he gives honor to people and disgraces people. He said, yes, I told my daughter that you make temporary marriage. They call muta temporary marriage. But the true meaning of muta is prostitution. That she must stay with her husband, meaning for 1 year. And he, the husband, mustn't do anything with her and so forth. They must just, you know, touch one another, kiss one another, all that. So after that, when they find they're compatible, then we will make a permanent nikah and that. So I asked him, Sheikh, so you mean to say for 1 year your daughter will be with him and they will just sleep and they won't do anything else and just touch in this. So who's going to guard there? You're going to go with a torch every night to see what's happening. If you could help it, he just stood up like this. I said, hey, relax, brother. Stood. So you said, Allah made him say these things, you see. So this is the disgrace, you must remember that. So every religion, you go to Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, any religion you go, they will tell you prostitution is a crime. But Shias, they have two things which every religion condemn, but they say not only permissible, they glorify it and they will say you get reward also. One is prostitution, they kept the name Muta, and one is speaking lies and making propaganda and hypocrisy. They call it a holy hypocrisy. So that is taqiyya. So every religion condemns this, but the Shias glorify it and say. So we have over 100 books of theirs. Even today, I don't don't know which questions are coming up. Today I sent out, you must remember, so many ulama unanimous fatwa that Shias 100% kuffar. I sent it to all the groups and so forth. Yeah. So therefore we must. And you go and touch play with the Shias because you want to make muta and you want to take their money, you will go. Not you will go, you are already out of the fold of Islam if you consider all this to be permissible. So don't play with the deen of Allah.
Haq Ustad. Well, it's exactly now 22 minutes to 12 o'clock. I see messages are coming in this morning. Subhanallah. Somebody says, Ustad, whenever we visit my sister-in-law, they're always gossiping about others. What can I do, Ustad?
So when you know people are going to make this gossiping, this, that, and so forth, so you curtail your contact with them, because listening to the gossip is being part of it also. Quran Sharif taught us laws. One law, a golden maxim and rule, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. You must cooperate in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And you must not cooperate in sin and transgression. Surah 5, verse number 2. And Surah Hujurat, Surah 49, chapter 49. Another name which the ulama gave for that surah is Surah Akhlaq. There are so many laws there regarding our akhlaq, our character, our manners, our morals. I read for you one. Almighty Allah states, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Don't spy on one another. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Do not make ghibat and backbite and gossip of one another. So what is the definition of ghibat, backbiting, gossiping? Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ. That you speak in the absence, behind the back of that person there, and something he or she will dislike, they will hate it. So in ulama explain it, zikrul aib indal ghaib. You speak bad of that person when that person is not present. See what Allah says. When you make ghibat, backbite, yuhibbu ahadukum, what do you love, any one of you, ayyakula lahma akhi, you eat the flesh of your brother, dead flesh, meaning that now the person died and you go and eat cannibalism, fakarihtumu, you hate it, so that is what you are doing. Wattaqullah, fear Almighty Allah. Chapter 49, verse number 12. So families like that, is best you don't sever ties with them, but you curtail ties with them. And if you have to go, then you just sit there for a short period. I know some people that I know they troublemakers, mischief makers. So they meet me or I meet them. We don't go out of our way, but sometimes you meet. So we say, Assalamu alaikum, how are you? This, then you just carry on. So you must remember that why must you prolong the discussion and so forth? There's no need for that. Islam says just make salam and carry on.
Somebody says, Ustad, I wanted to marry a certain girl, but my parents refused and demanded and pressurized that I get married to a girl of their choice, Ustad, as she is our jant and fair with green eyes. I married her out of respect for them, Mufti Sahab. Now 1 year later, my parents are crying at how disrespectful she is, and I feel sad, as even in our married life, there are so many issues. I thought that my marrying according to your parents' wishes would result in barakah and muhabba, but I am so depressed. Ustad.
Here there are three issues. Issue number one is we always will recommend that the person must take the du'as and the blessing of his or her parents. For a boy, 100% it is recommended. For a girl, it's compulsory. If the parent, the father don't give permission, she can't marry. So you must remember. But yeah, the criteria your parents used, remember that is wrong. They didn't tell you to get married to that girl because of a good character or because of a piety, because they used the Indian system of jat. Because she's a apra, because she's a surti, because she's a Gujarati, so you must marry her. Because she's a mehman, you must marry her. So they Therefore, everything goes upside down. Because Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَتُنْكَحُ الْمَرْعَى لِأَرْبَعِينَ, you get married to a woman for four reasons. لِمَالِهَا, either she's very wealthy, wealthy family. جَمَالِهَا, either she's a paragon of beauty. وَلَحَسَبِهَا, either they belong to the highest strata of society. People think I'm a non-entity, nobody knows me. Let me get married in that famous family and so forth, so I also will become famous. And walidiniha, and you marry for deen, that the person belongs to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, not the Qadianis and the Shias and the Agahanis and all these shaitans here, the kuffar. So, and the person has piety, good character. Further bidat deen, you will only be successful if you give deen preference. So that is exactly what happened here. Nor was your father and them or mother, with due respect to them, thinking of that, and you also weren't thinking of that. So when you said you want to marry the other lady, it was not because of piety or character and so forth. So now when all parties, your parents are disappointed, crying, you are in a catch-22 situation. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. So when calamity comes, is because of your own deeds and your own actions. So now what must you do? Maybe she's pregnant, maybe she gave birth, Allah alone knows. So you must remember, start ta'aleem in your house. Take Riyadu Salihin of Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah and start reading daily. Consistency is the key. Take the Fazail A'mal of Hazrat Shaykh Hazrat Mohana Muhammad Zakariya Nawalallahu Marqadahu and start reading and so forth. Many a time a marriage is sour, but when both parties become sincere, then Almighty Allah changes things for the better. Haq. So the hearts are all in Almighty Allah's control. يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. How Almighty Allah changes the day into night and the night into day. Same way Allah Ta'ala changes the salih to a talih and a talih to a salih. Salih means a pious person. Sometimes the pious, because you heard now about the Shias and that, so he sees that girl and then he forgets everything and then he loses iman, everything. Allah protect us. And sometimes you get the person who's not a good person, but somebody made dua, somebody cried, now Allah Ta'ala's mercy came, he or she become very pious. So that is how you have to rescue your ship and rescue your marriage, my brother. Read Rabbana, start today after Zohar, and after Zohar today duas are accepted. And remember that we normally send it out also, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Oh beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and such children that are the coolness of the eyes. And read the 99 names of Allah and read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu abundantly. Allah alone is the creator of love.
Allahu Akbar. Beautiful, detailed response from Mufti Saab on Mut'a. May Allah Ta'ala enhance the life of Mufti Saab for the servers of Deen with good health, wealth, Islam and Iman. Haji Ismail Jassat from Leicester, Ustad, UK.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakallah khair. By Ismail, always teach the youngsters. In Islam, we got nikah. No mut'ah business. No prostitution business.
Listen to this one, Ustad. Richards Bay. Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Saab. My father-in-law also watches the Sam whatever Imam's video, and he believes the nonsense he says. Sister in Deen, Ustad.
So you must remember that the people today get carried away, because these people, some of them are trained to be orators. Some of them will quote, and our people don't even know from where they're quoting. So you must remember that the Shias are masters in speaking with a forked tongue. They won't answer the question, they will answer the question with a question. So that's already their weakness, you must remember. I challenged them so many times. So you must, we had debates with them and so forth. I told them, just answer these three questions here. If a person swears Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, that Aisha is Muslim or non-Muslim. Second one is this, that you promote muta and prostitution. Third one, you believe in Tahrif-e-Quran. You say this Quran Sharif we have is incomplete. It's written in your book, Usulul Kafi Bekulaini. The Quran Sharif we have, which we memorize with the help and mercy of Allah, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, you say, Kulaini says, that the Imam in the Ghar, they in the cave, Surah Man Ra'a. So he, the 12th Imam, he got the original Quran. It got 17,000 verses. So obviously, it means that this Quran is incomplete, aliyazu billah, Allah forbid. So people who believe in these things, 100% they kufar, you must remember that. So therefore, our people get carried away, you must remember. Inna minal bayani la sihra. When some people speak, then they bewitch you. It's like they make jadu on you. So that's what they try. The Jews and the Shias, they both speak the same. Layyam bi al-sinatihim. You must remember that. And that is, they speak with a forked tongue. You see the jutla. Everybody in the world, they'll say, no, we want peace, we want peace. But the peace they speak about in occupied Palestine is not P-E-A-C-E. It's to steal more and more land, grab land, you know, grab more and more land, then steal more and more land. And that's what's going on. Yesterday I sent out something. That person spoke of all this. There's genocide going on there. There's apartheid going on there. And these are not Muslims. It's a white gentleman. So anybody who removes their blinkers can see what is happening there. So you must, same thing with the Shias, you must, those people are fools, you know. They say Iran is going to attack Israel, Israel is going to attack Iran. All this is for public consumption. Both are arch enemies of Muslims and Islam. You need to understand that first point.
Ustad is a sister here. She says sister in Islam as well. Today, Muftisab, I hope and I wish all the men folk out there are listening. Muftisab, there's also a thing of exchanging wives. My husband is one of them, anonymous Ustad.
So you must remember that, Allah forbid. So you must remember, if you say exchanging wives, then what he's trying to say, that he's sending you or sending his other wife and so forth. People who do this, you must remember that they're already out of the fold of Islam if they consider all these type of things as permissible. And if they say it's haram and their weakness, still you must remember they're skating on very thin ice. All Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, innal imana wal haya'a quranau jami'a. That remember iman and our faith and conviction, and shame and modesty are two partners together. Idha rufi'a ahaduhuma rufi'a al-akhir. When one disappears, the other disappears. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif. But sisters, those who are asking these questions, or brothers, we need to go always to the root of all this. I don't know how much you know of South Africa and South African history. I went to study in Pakistan in 1974. They already had TV, everything. We had the apartheid regime, the Afrikaner and so forth. Mm-hmm. We all agree apartheid was a crime against humanity and everything. But one thing they did not want to allow is TV. They delayed it. TV came to South Africa in 1976. How I remember that, because it was my first holiday, I came back home to my beloved parents and family. The people were gone nuts and crazy. They would eat and drink and like sleep in front of the TV. It was something, a novelty, you know. So what happened then? So that time they had this, that. Now today, everything is available. That on the big screen, the curved screen, call it shaitan screen, whatever. So what you see, you want to experiment. You must remember, this is human nature. So we brought the shaitan in the dining room, in the lounge, now in the bedroom, now this. We say, but now this is still too boring. So let us make it more exciting. So the son went and he got hooked on to drugs. The daughter went, she said, let me have a fling. So she came back with a parcel. She got pregnant. The father say, let me go try with somebody else's wife. The wife say, if he's doing it, then let me also try. All this is in the Quran Sharif, Surah 24, Surah Nur, verse 26. Al-khabithatu lil-khabithin, wal-khabithuna lil-khabithat. The impure man for the impure woman, the immoral woman for the impure man. So that is what's happening. and the micro and the macro, whether it's in Africa, whether it's in the world, right in Makkah, Medina, you go to the 5-star hotels, you just press a button, the menu will come, or they have the card there, 100 different channels you can see, right by the Baytullah, by the Kaaba, Musharrafah, right there by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's masjid, and what is left? So understand these things here, that today this Ummah, we have lost our direction, our moral compass, and so forth. Majority of the cases. We never say all, but we will say majority. So therefore, yet you are the one who brought the poison in the house. And then I always give that example. The one person, the Maulana, that time they should say Maulvi Saab, you know. Mm-hmm. Say Maulvi Saab, dua karwano. The Maulvi Saab puchu, who tell you by? Mm-hmm. So what happened? He said, no, poiri jai London. That my daughter is going London to study and that. So make dua for her. So Maulvi Saab gave good answer. He said, you sending your daughter out in the rain and telling me I must make dua, she must never get wet. That is what we are doing today. Exactly the same. We bring every haram thing in our house and then we make dua. Ya Allah, keep our homes full with barakah. Give our children hidayat. Give this. Give this. Go and see outside what is happening. So remember this, every vice is now embellished and adorned and beautified. And that's exactly what Quran says. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالُ Abortion legal. So you must remember that fornication, adultery legal, gay business legal, small children, they don't need permission. They can just go for vaccination. So this is the signs of a failed country, a failed state. You must remember that. Where your authority is taken away and they can impose upon you and so forth. So imagine a daughter can go to the hospital clinic, say, I'm pregnant, give me abortion. She don't need permission of her parents. See what they're doing. This is how you have a dysfunctional family. This is how you play into Hizbu Shaitan, straight into the hands of Shaitan. Therefore, I say this Western system, this capitalism, this secularism, your so-called democracy, if you understand it properly, it stinks. You must remember that. But the Muslim themselves today, majority, Arabs, non-Arabs, we ourselves, we love the Western culture. We say West is the best and white is right. So what you expect then? We look at Islam and we think Islam is secondary. You have to believe from the inner recesses of your heart, Islam is always the best, whether it's economically, politically, socially, and compare it with any man-made system. But the true belief has to come. Then when we believe we have the best, then you share it with the rest.
Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. Ustad Mrs. Adrian, she's listening to us and she says that she is learning about Islam. She's very, very eager learning more about Islam. And she says, please pray for me because my daughter, she's giving me beans. I'm hearing you speaking about the word muta, M-O-O-T-A. Did that also happen in the Prophet's time? Mrs. Adrian, Ustad.
See, my sister, Mrs. Adrian, that Islam was evolving. It was changing. Mm-hmm. If you ask, Sir Mrs. Adrian, that did the Muslims in the Prophet's time drink alcohol? So I will tell you yes. Initially, that is what it was. But then the verses came and abrogated it, cancelled it, and so forth. So if you ask, did this happen initially? We will say yes. But not the way the Shias are doing. Shias do it at home. They 100% kuffar. It was permitted when the Muslims would go on a journey and so forth. They allowed the men and so forth. Then after that, all this abrogated, cancelled, finished, remember. So Islam came about. So you can't say that that is part of Islam. That was there because it was the custom tradition, but Islam slowly, gradually, then it was evolving and then it abrogated it, cancelled it. And therefore, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. So remember that Islam speaks of permanent nikah only, permanent marriage. There is nothing like temporary temporary marriage and prostitution and that. Yeah. So that is what you must understand, Mrs. Adrian. So we invite you, you always listen to us, and if you are sincere, you talib a sadiq, then you see and you're hearing how many people are embracing Islam. So we make dua that Almighty Allah gives you the light also, and you embrace Islam. Regarding your daughter, again, previously also I told you that the first time I always thought that you were a white person, but you're not white, you maybe non-white, let's use the term. So like us, Indian and so forth. And she got married to a white person, therefore I mention it. So then there was the cultural difference and so forth. Now again she got married to somebody, you must remember, and so she is going to go out of control. She will only use you when she's in problems and so forth. So you must be, sometime in life, we have to be cruel to be kind. You have to tell her that, see, this is where I draw the line. If you want my assistance, you want this, these are the rules. And if you don't want them, then you go lead your own life. Then she'll come back crawling to you after some time. But I know the mother's heart is always there, and that's what they exploit all the time. Remember that. I always say this, and I'm sure you heard it from me, Mrs. Adrian. Biwi kon or mawalida kon. Who's a wife and who's a mother? So I went overseas, Australia, New Zealand, Dubai, Hong Kong alone. I go with my wife and give example. So when I come back, my wife is there, my mother is there. Mother passed away, as a good example. So biwi ne pucha, then the wife asked, what you brought for me? Meaning a gift and so forth. So husband-wife relationship is like that. Then walida ne pucha, the mother asked, beta khana kaya, did you eat? So you see, a mother, mother's love is a pure form of love. There's no hidden agenda and ulterior motive. So that is my advice to you. Our time is up. Let me give you the programs to come, inshallah.
God is testing her, Ustad, because now her daughter is interested in a guy who is an atheist, Ustad.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. You must put the rules down and tell her that you want to marry this one, this one. Then marriage can be a bed of roses, can be a bed of thorns. So if you want to go, you go, and you don't come back. When I tell you, I give blessings, then I will assist you. So you must give the ultimatum as well, sister. Then things will work in your favor. Okay, 12 o'clock we have the news, inshallah, with Brother Yusuf Ali. And then 12 to 1 we have Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and his army generals, Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki, he was Shaheed, rahimahullah. 1 o'clock Adhan, 105 to 130, Surah Maryam, verses 27 to 32, 130 to 2, Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verses 101 to 104. And 2 to 3, Madrasa on air, and that is, inshallah, by Maulana Zahid Khan. 3 to 3.30, repeat of the Q&A. And 3.30 to 4, the pious people, Salafi Sali by Mufti Zarwali, rahimahullah, he passed away also. 4 to 5, our parents, Maulana Ridwan Kaji. And thereafter, 5 to 7, Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7.30 will be the repeat of the tafsir and commentary. 7.30 to 8 will be more Yunus Patel, rahimahullah. 8 to 9, Brother Shafaat with Dr. Farooq Hafiji, and that is the family physician. 9 to 9.30 or 10 o'clock will be Sheikh Shuaib and Moana Salman Kaji with Brother Shafaat. 10 to 11 will be Moana Katani, our Iman, how we can enhance it and increase it. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustaz, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Well, it's exactly now time for the 12 o'clock news. Up next is our beloved brother Haji Yusuf Ali. We leave you, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.